thing we are really big fans of here on Global Village is encouraging people towards a more plant-based diet. It's healthier for us and our planet, and anyone that makes this journey easier for us is definitely someone we'd like to hear from. Having identified the opportunity for a freshly frozen range of vegetables for a time-poor but quality-expecting consumer, Strong Roots was born. Samuel Dennigan, founder and the CEO of Strong Roots, you're very welcome to Global Village.
Thank you for having me, Dale. That was a brilliant introduction. Thank you.
Brilliant. So, Samuel, first of all, let's just tell us. I bumped into you just a couple of weeks ago.
We ran into each other on the street, literally.
On the street, and can I tell you, what caught my eye was the Land Rover. Is part.
That means it was doing its job.
Exactly, it's beautiful. So yeah, so I saw the Land Rover, and then I saw vegetarian food. I was like, "Yay, this is perfect!" So tell me about Strong Roots. Where did the idea come from? Because you've been in kind of farming and produce for forever, right?
Yeah, I was up until 2 years ago. I was the third generation of a family business that started off as a potato merchant in North County, Dublin, and 1975, and then was taken out by my grandfather, and then taken over by my father and my uncle in 86. And I came in 2005 to start my career in food. But for the longest time, I've been involved in sourcing, growing, distribution, manufacture, and agriculture in general when it comes to food.
So where did the idea come from? From, I suppose, going from, you know, farming and trading to actually creating this brand, Strong Roots.
Sure. Well, my background before I went into the family business was actually in I went to art college. I was doing graphic design and visual communication.
Aha! I can see why the logo, the Strong Roots logo, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I can't take credit for the actual logo. We have a great designer called Ashton Walsh who put that together. But the idea around presenting something that's normally quite boring in a kind of a design-led and current market-focused way was definitely something that we came across when I was trying to create a brand for the family business. As you probably know, in Ireland, fresh produce, fruit and vegetables, is majority sort of controlled by the supermarket chains. And they have their own brands. And it's very difficult to emerge as a brand to tell a story or to add some value within that category. And while I was trying to do it, I realized that there was a huge opportunity in frozen, because all of the kind of legacy brands in frozen weren't really speaking to the current consumer. They were speaking to, you know, a consumer of the 70s, of the 80s, and while they have innovated and changed a little bit, it's usually just in packaging. So what I saw the opportunity for was to completely change the category altogether and turn it on its head and offer things that no one else was in a kind of a packaging style and design that no one else was doing.
And can I ask you, Samuel, are there any political reasons at all behind Strong Roots? Or is it just, you know, you believe in your product and that's it? Or are you of the ilk, like many people of, I just find more and more kind of people of my age group are beginning to realize moving towards a plant-based diet is actually healthier for us and the planet.
Absolutely. I mean, well, that's factual. And that's something our consumer has communicated to us more and more all the time. We didn't start out as a vegan, celiac-friendly, GMO-free brand. These were just things that we knew that were going to be very, very important in our products and things that we've stuck by from the start. When the question of sustainable crops comes up, it was something that had always been at the forefront of our minds. Our kale and quinoa burgers, for example.
So good.
Quinoa is a crop that's being sort of pummeled in South America from the local communities that, you know, it'd kind of be like taking potatoes from Irish people during the famine. There's not enough for it to go around globally. So when we were designing the kale and quinoa product, we wanted to make sure that we had it from a sustainable source. So we sourced it from just between Austria and Italy, in the kind of first European sustainable crop of quinoa, to make sure that we're doing good by the environment.
And you find your consumers there's an awakening in Ireland when it comes to what we eat and where the food comes from, you know, like, and I think consumers are beginning to realize, hang on a second, you know, there is consumer power, and hopefully as there's more and more of us, maybe we can actually change the industry to become more ethical.
Incredibly so. We have an incredibly engaged and emotive fan base for our products. From the start, we wanted to try and achieve four things for our products. Tastes great, easy to make, everyday affordable, and good for you, body and mind. And now we're actually going back to scratch and reinventing that, what we call our North Star, so that it includes the sustainability and thought-provoked progress of the brand and the company and the products. Because everyone wants to be kinder to the environment, and the products have to suit everything that falls in with that, whether it's recyclable packaging or sustainable crops or, you know, ethically sourced food and everything, which all of our products are at the moment, but to make an actual statement about what we're going to be. And that's as important to our consumer as what the products taste like actually now.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the actual products you have for anyone who's listening to this and hasn't heard of Strong Roots yet.
Sure. We've got four products. Our main product, the one that we launched in October 2015, is our oven-baked sea potato fries. They are the best sea potato fries out there.
Which, can I say, my producer absolutely adores, because when I mentioned, I bumped into this guy from Strong Roots, she said, oh my God, the sweet potato fries are awesome.
Excellent, excellent. Great to hear. Yeah, we, this is where the vegetable experience and you know, expertise comes in. We've done something really simple, which is make sea potato fries and cook them the way they're supposed to be made, which is not water blanched or boiled. We steam blanch them. We use our rice flour batter to keep them gluten-free. And as a result, every single time you put them into the oven, as long as it's preheated after 20, 25 minutes, they're perfectly crisp and they taste like sweet potato. We don't add in salt. We don't add in sugar. And as a result of the process, they taste the way they should, and they're delicious.
My God, that's amazing. You don't add salt or sugar. That's incredible in these days, because they say if you go down the frozen aisle, most of the stuff that you find there, unfortunately, have all those products. And to the point where you can't, as you said, that what you bought doesn't taste like what you wanted to eat and begin with.
Exactly. And as a result, we are, I stand to be corrected, with the exception of the ice cream category, because there's loads of great Irish ice creams out there, we're the only holders of a Great Taste Award in the frozen category within vegetables or potatoes or that side of the aisle. We got a star last year in the Great Taste Award, which is a blind taste test on the basis of, you know, what's in and how good it tastes.
Congratulations. So that's the sweet potato fries. What else have you got on the menu?
So our second product was our kale and quinoa burgers, which I think you're pretty keen
for.
So
good, so good.
We kind of were playing in a category where we had a lot of options on our second product, and as you know, the second album's always the most difficult.
Yes, that's right.
So we didn't really know where to go. We had had a huge hit with the first product, and we had massive opportunity, and we're looking outward to see, you know, what does the world need. And the world doesn't need seven companies creating vegetable fries and all doing the same thing and sort of competing on price and not for the consumer's sort of love and emotion and taste. So we decided to go completely the opposite way and try something that we felt wasn't done properly in the market, which was a veggie burger, but one that tasted great. There's tons of veggie burgers out there. There's been companies making them for years. They're in restaurants. But we just didn't feel that, you know, a meat lover could love any of these products. And what we're seeing now is, because the veggie burger tastes so great, we're actually converting a lot of meat lovers into flexitarians, where they're eating, you know, just vegetables for 2, 3, 4 days in the week, and then having a treat of meat at the weekends or a couple of times.
Yeah, I think that's. I think if you move more towards a plant-based diet, and then you can have the bit of meat the odd time, but not three times a day, which I think that's what we need to move away from, you know, because it's just not good for our planet. So you got the burger, and then you have two more, right?
Yeah, we have our garlic roasted sea potato, because Irish people love garlic. Can't get enough of it. So we do chunks instead of the fries. So it's a very similar recipe, but they're a different shape and different taste profile, different herbs and seasonings. And then we have our ripened avocado halves. So we peel them and pit them and freeze them at source. And they're perfectly ripe every single time you take them out and defrost them for a couple of hours.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that. And can I just say I have a pregnant wife at the moment who will happily eat avocados.
Okay.
You know, she could eat three a day. But
well, they're amazing for making smoothies. And
yeah.
Well, you actually had them when you came to the food truck. I think you had our Kevin Quinoa burger. And it was topped with guacamole made from frozen avocado.
No way. Because the problem with avocados, when you buy them, you're never sure how they're going to be when you open them and when you get home. Either you've opened them too soon, or by the time you open them, they're all brown inside and you're like, you know, I can't really eat this.
Yeah.
So this is great.
The ripening roulette is over if you buy our avocados.
That's fantastic. So any plans for any other products? I'm excited because these are four great products. Anything else in the pipeworks?
Yeah, we've actually got five new products coming out in early October, early to mid-October. Kind of going along with the same theme. Veggie burgers are something that people want to eat. So we have two more veggie burgers. We've also kind of gone down the kind of snacking, kind of aimed at kids and people on the go with some kind of bite-sized nugget-shaped veggie nuggets. And we've also got two more vegetables, one that's going to be a wedge and one that's going to be kind of like mixed vegetable fries as well. I can't really go any further than that because it's top secret, obviously.
Well, listen, I think I picked a great time to become a vegetarian because I gave up meat about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I forget now. So now I've got stock up on strong roots. So listen, people want to buy your products and try them. They're pretty much in all supermarkets. Is that right?
Yeah, you'll get them in SuperValu, Dunnes Stores, Tesco. They're in all great independent stores. And the convenience retailers as well, Spar, Centra, etc. So you shouldn't have any problem finding them in any of the major retailers.
Brilliant, Sam. We're delighted here with Strong Roots, and I'm just so happy to have bumped into you. And now, obviously, when you meet someone and then you hear the story, and I'm like, oh my God, this is just so good. It's from start to finish, from within just yourself as a person and the products, it just it really sounds like there's a lot of passion behind Strong Roots, and we're just delighted that we got to talk to you. So my thanks to Samuel Dannigan, founder and CEO of Strong Roots. So if you listen to this and you're thinking of maybe this is the time to move towards a plant-based diet, maybe this is the interview that might tip you over the edge. Thanks for listening.